You're listening to A Midlife Less Ordinary, the weekly podcast giving you the lowdown on becoming a cool older dude. The good times are not a faded memory. It's time to start living them again. And here are your hosts, Wayne and Trev.
Yeah, hello everyone. I'm Wayne and this is Trev.
Hello.
And welcome to the new episode, which is Suns Out, Guns Out, a loving nod to a quip we like to say about when the summer comes and we've got our tight t-shirts on. You get
when
your guns
the summer
out.
Comes, not now, because you don't want to be going out. Because
there's no guns now. There's only like
hard and they,
goosebumps.
All you will see is nipples. Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. All you will see is, and we don't want to see men's nipples that sticky.
It's not cool to see men's nipples.
It's not. No, that's one thing. It's not cool.
Well, it is in some instances, I guess. I'm not saying that's not for everyone.
It is in Kingpin.
Exactly, Kingpin.
When yeah. It comes away that's from a, the fridge. Now, that is fun.
That's an episode in itself.
But, yeah, that is.
It's, yeah, so Suns Out, Guns Out. We're going to be talking about all things weight training, keeping yourself fit. Is it cool? Is it not? Should you start? Should you not? Hopefully we can encourage people that are maybe not doing it to join the
like
gym.
I was.
Like Trev was. Yeah.
I'm the example, to be honest.
Exactly. We'll talk about that.
No interest, did I?
Well, yeah, I trained. Trevor knows I've been training since I was a teenager on and off. And when we got to know each other, obviously I'm going down the gym.
That was the first thing when I first saw you from like after sort of school. I just couldn't believe how big you got.
So you must know, obviously, from that, like many people do, you know you're training. So, and obviously it wasn't until you worked with me, and obviously you got loads of your own interests, and that is kind of what defined me, being a sort of bigger guy, I suppose.
It made you who you are.
Who I am. So I'm
in
not
later life. Yeah, exactly.
Not just an ordinary man as such, you know, not just a mere mortal.
It's nice to have something to say about. It doesn't mean you have to be stunningly different.
No.
But it's nice to
you don't want to just be one of the
average.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Try and be something different, even if it's only you that thinks it's cool.
Again, when we in the first in one of the first episodes we did, we talked about kind of finding your identity, and that's what you did with training.
Yeah. And it still defines me to this day. It's still
something
which makes me different. And people still say, talk about the gym, you know, and I like it.
Every festival we ever been to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Can I feel your arms? Can I do it?
Can I feel your arms?
And I don't think I'm that big.
How much do you bench?
How much do you bench? That's the most, the saying I hear the most.
Don't do New Zealand accent.
No, how much do you bench? He sounds like Jengo Fett.
Our Kiwi.
And I don't like it because of the Jengo Fett. Well, sorry, that was last week's episode. But, you know, because of that, I don't like that accent. But, yeah. A guy at the one of the
wouldn't leave it alone.
Wouldn't he just keep going on about how much I can bench? I don't even train for that. Yeah,
no, he kept walking off and then just coming back.
I just say I could bench a couple of kilos.
Was the way you tried to make out you didn't understand him.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
I'm modest.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry,
it's very
mate.
Good. It's a funny thing.
I was just getting deaf in my midlife.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Sorry, mate.
So
in the end, he just ground you down till you had to answer him.
How could you not want to train with characters like that coming up to you? You know, this is what he gives you.
Get him right under your nail. Yeah. Getting right
when you're drunk and when you're having fun.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Asking how much
you
bench.
A bloke that wants to ask you the most macho questions ever when you're trying to
I'm not that
to
macho,
attack.
To be fair. No, it's,
no you're not.
No,
you're
I'm not in that way. I mean, I'm not, you know, the opposite. I just
you're
enjoy
not
training.
Boy.
You know, I'm not, that's for definitely for another episode. But,
yeah, exactly.
So where did it all start for us? You know, training for me is something that I've had, you know, when I started training, I was 14 years old and it was an underground thing.
What kind of influence you, was it
Schwarzenegger? Funny enough, a little bit of that, because I used to see pictures of Schwarzenegger in the Argos catalogue advertising Wader, you know, them machines you could buy that squash up and the stretchy ones that you do sort of pull apart. And I used to see them and think, oh, that looks amazing, you know, in a kind of
was he
cool
sponsored
way.
By Wade
in them times, because he was Mr. Olympia then. This is I'm going back to the late 70s early 80s.
See, to me he wasn't, to me
you've known him as an actor first, didn't you?
That's
really
all I've known him as. A big
Conan
guy,
the Barbarian.
I didn't know him as Pumping Iron, but you know, you didn't take a little notice of that when there was films like Predator and Terminator about.
No, exactly. You would see Arnold Schwarzenegger as a larger than life actor. I saw the other side, the bodybuilding side, and I used to buy magazines when I was a teenager.
You think and the amount of people that he must have influenced, Schwarzenegger?
Oh, God, it's the biggest,
shocking, isn't it?
Single biggest influence on how the culture has changed over the years.
Got to be.
Big burden to carry. Yeah. But
even bigger than Charles Atlas,
exactly. And that's saying,
that's only because you had a cool moustache.
Yeah, exactly. I've tried to grow one, but it didn't work out.
It's not great on your moustache.
No, we won't go there. But so to me, it was something I started in, and it wasn't like it is nowadays where there was a gym on every corner like a McDonald's. It was they were underground gyms, where middle-aged men went to sort of train for their rugby tournaments. Exactly.
Just before we
To fill out their shirts. And I dabbled with it for on and off in my teens. And then when I left school,
when you're in your teens, though, isn't it?
It is difficult.
Because you want to enjoy yourself.
Exactly. You're doing other things. But at least I'd already cut my teeth on it. And basically, when I got into my 20s, and I started doing things like karate. You dabble with things. I started doing karate. And then Jean-Claude Van Damme come along.
I knew Van Damme would
come into it. And he had muscles and he was cool with the karate. I started doing both. Yeah, he did.
And he had the hair then.
I sort of caught onto it from that. But I started doing the weight training more and getting results. And I was getting more muscly. And I kind of thought, I can't do the karate.
You roll with it, don't you?
Yeah, even, I thought this does more for me.
Into it, you roll with it.
Yeah.
Once you start seeing a few bumps and lumps appearing and it changes the way you are, you think you roll with it, I'll have more of this. A bit like playing golf. Again, we'll talk about that in another episode, it's a bit like that. It's never enough, is it?
Well, because it's the hard work you put into it and then you notice it. And somebody, it's the first time somebody says to you, and I think the first time somebody ever said anything to you, and I was probably at the time, I'd gone from like 11 stone to about 13 stone. And a girl come up to me when I was out one night, and I was in my early 20s, and she said, Mr. Wide Shoulders, or something like that. And she said,
Mr. Wide Shoulders.
Yeah, or something. I think she said something.
You have the coat hanger in your coat.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what it was. It was the 1980s jacket that I was wearing, exactly, Dallas style. Yeah.
Shoulder pads.
But yeah.
Shoulder pads.
It was. But them kind of things are the things that keep you going. And that's what's kept me going. And then I've taken it more seriously over the years, and it becomes your lifestyle. And I've been doing
it all the time. When you get older, like saying when you're younger, because I didn't do it when I was young.
No.
But do you think when you're younger and you just want to get big?
Yeah.
I've noticed over the 6 years I've been doing it, I've got a bit older, and I think even at now, and it's probably not the right attitude, but it's suiting me, I think that's enough. Just keep it constant. But I think I never did it when I was young, so, you know, whether you could tell me that, did you look at it and think, I just want to get bigger and bigger and bigger?
Yeah, you'll see a person who obviously takes enhancements.
Because you were really into all the bodybuilders, you knew about all
I used to have pictures on my wall of some of the women ones and that when I was a teenager, when I lived at home with my parents. And, you know, so I was really into it.
I've no disrespect to women bodybuilders. I've got endless amount of respect for them, but I always thought they were quite ugly.
No, yeah, the look isn't good, but the respect you give them,
that's what changes when you do a bit of it. You think, wow, that's amazing. It's the hard work it took to get to look like a man. It's easy to kind of look at it and think, poser, you're not roid head or whatever. If you don't do it,
yes,
it's easy to dismiss it. I was probably a bit guilty of that when I was young. You know, you get that feeling of like, he's got muscles because he hasn't got a personality, or he's not very bright.
What made you start it though, Trip? Why did you? Because you were never interested until one day you said to me, it's time.
Yeah. I can pinpoint it to one moment when I was on holiday. I was probably in Portugal or somewhere like that. I was sitting on the beach, and I have been really overweight in the years, but I got to kind of slightly overweight coming up to middle-aged man. I'd played football when I was a kid. I was playing a lot of golf then. So I was still fairly fit. I wasn't a mess, but I could have easily have become a mess because I was eating, not a lot of rubbish, but I was eating, more than I should.
Yeah.
And I saw a dude walk past, and he was age or maybe a bit older, and he weren't ripped or anything. He was just in fairly good shape. And I looked at him and I thought, I should do that. I should just work a little bit to get a little bit in shape, just to kind of, so it doesn't look like I've just let go. I've hit 40 or 41 and just gone, can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered. Because my weight's always fluctuated. I've always been on diets, or I haven't. I've been on diets.
You used to do diet as you're tall, wasn't
it? Yeah, exactly. It wasn't nothing about kind of building muscle, or wasn't anything about kind of toning muscle. It was just like lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. Just all about waistband. That's all it was for me. And I remember talking to you, and I thought, and I got in contact with you again about doing the gym, and like you were like, yeah, I'd love to do it, but with you, blah, blah. And I suppose because I'm a fairly confident person, I was a bit nervous when I went with you first, but I rolled into it quite well, didn't I?
Yeah, like you do with everything, Trev. You were into it, you had all the gear, you got three pairs of trainers to wear there and on the way back.
I think the only reason I do that is it makes me feel comfortable with it.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Sorry, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying you're as into it as you are about everything else, as passionate about everything you are.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that was what it was. I saw this guy and I thought, I could do some of that. It wasn't kind of to attract the female sex, as I was obviously married and that then. So it wasn't like, but it was just a bit more respect for myself.
Yeah.
Didn't want to just be that fella that just couldn't be bothered and just...
And in that time, you've been training, and obviously we don't train together anymore, but we trained together for quite a few years because I moved away. But in all that time, I've never seen you get out of shape in all that time. And I had seen you over the 20 years or what we lived near each other. Yeah. You were dieting. I saw you go up in weight, come down in weight. Yeah. And for whatever reason,
I even give up drinking, didn't I?
Yeah, you give up drinking, which is a shame because that's sort of like what defines us a lot of the time. But
that's another story.
Yeah, that's definitely for another time.
But I did. And then the weird thing is, I'm probably in, I'd say, equally as best shape now than I've ever been. I think about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I was in very, I'd done very well. But I've come out, I put a little bit of weight on during lockdown, like everybody did. And then someone said to me, you put weight on, and that triggered me.
Yeah, but what weight do they mean? Do they mean bad weight?
They didn't mean like muscle. They just thought you're fat git, to be honest. but that's what triggered me. That's always been my trigger. When someone says like something,
or you look at a picture or something,
it was always someone asking me or telling me. And I tell you what, one thing I love about the training is, you know, when people are kind of insulting you, it may be in jest or whatever, and they always pick the first thing that comes into
their mind. Most obvious thing to them, yeah.
Exactly. And like back in the day, it was always, oh, you're fat git or whatever, you're fat. Yeah. And now, no one's called me fat for about 5 years.
Yeah. And that's what having bigger shoulders does to you and bigger arms. It does.
You always said to me, it's about the triangle, didn't you?
Yeah. It is.
You always said it's about the triangle.
You can be a little bit fat as long as your shoulders are
bigger than your waist.
Yeah, and it works. It works. Mm. And you can do whatever you want. You can carry on enjoying yourself, weight training, and doing weights to, you know, not seriously. You can kind of pick and choose bits of it as long as you work hard and keep sort of one eye on your diet. Yeah. You can keep in a nice shape that keeps you going for forever.
Looks like you try.
Yeah.
But doesn't look like you sell your soul for it.
Exactly.
I admire people that do. And I still think that's a slightly bit of a young man's game. But
it's part of culture now, isn't it? Where before it was a subculture before. Now it's not. Yeah.
You know what's caused that? Social media.
Yes.
Forever taking pictures of yourself. Image conscious. That's what I'd hate to be 22, 23 in this social media culture. Don't get me wrong, I use it a hell of a lot. You know I do.
Yes.
But honestly, because it's just competing all the time to me, you know, but that we're getting away from training.
It's true. That's all part of it though. You know, and the reason we keep going is because you basically works, you know, you train, you don't have
it to do. It becomes a way of life.
Yeah.
If you let go of it, I always feel really guilty after like not missing a week or a week and a half, which is ridiculous. But if I stop, I will just put weight on.
Yeah. You can have a week off, and it's a good idea to have a week off now and again.
Give it a
every
rest
few months.
And every now and again, I kind of have a training day I come and I think I really can't be bothered.
Yeah.
And that one of those days every now and again isn't a problem.
Exactly.
To me anyway. Yeah. To me it's not, you know.
Because you've got to that stage where you know that's just a one-off to get your mind right, and then the next time you're going to be up for it again.
Because otherwise is what it becomes such a routine, and we're going to talk about routines in another episode when you get a bit older and stuff.
Yeah.
But it feels like you're Bill Murray. It's Groundhog Day. You're doing it again. You're doing it again. So that little break, and it feels like you're treating yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
As well, is you're treating yourself to a break instead of like, going to the gym or going to your gym down the bottom of the garden, wherever you've got it, it just breaks that routine. And it is nice. Every now and again, it is nice to do that.
It is nice. And
as long as you don't make it, as you say, a regular occurrence.
It's, I mean, when you're our age, obviously, we're not training to be a Mr. Olympia. You know, there's been times in the past when I could have probably gone that way. Not from Mr. Olympia, sorry. I'm probably overstepped. But I could have competed.
Some level you could have.
I could have lost the fat and got in some kind of competition show.
To get in that, you've got, your diet has got to be so
exactly
clean.
And I'm not disciplined in that way because I want you to still have a life. So mine is kind of verging on being what we the term which we find very funny. It's like you could say disco muscles.
Yeah. And who penned that to us?
Somebody we've both
Eddie
met.
Hall.
Yeah.
Eddie Hall.
Yeah.
Eddie Hall. He penned that, and it was really
strongest
funny
man.
I really admire Eddie Hall, and he came across as a real nice fellow.
He did.
We went and seen him, didn't we?
Yeah.
We both got his book and stuff, and but when he said that, I remember me and you watching that documentary and it just summed us up.
Yeah. It's really, definitely how I go now, how I roll now. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, exactly. But then again, if that's what you want, that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not training to be Mr. Olympia. I'm training to look as good as I can for the what I've got, while still enjoying myself.
I started really late, and there's no reason you can't start whenever.
You can start weight training. Weight training will be good for anyone at any age. I will do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and you've got you'll have to adapt it.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah, you've got to, because you just can't do what you would
do. You can't train 6 times a week when you're 50 years old.
No,
you just can't.
No, this is it. I think, because we used to say this, when we trained together, we'd sometimes change different days. We had other stuff going on. And we'd sit there and we'd go down there and you'd think, that guy's always down here.
Yeah.
And I think for the younger generation, training has become
like cleaning their teeth.
Where they hang out.
Yeah.
And where they kind of take selfies of each other.
Well, they spend hours in there, don't they? 3 hours in there?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's always been taught to me, you spend as little time as you can in the gym whilst getting the maximum of results. And to me, that's 45 minutes to an hour.
I have probably changed that a bit because I've got...
No, but the time I spent with you was afterwards. Yeah, but the actual time in the actual gym we spent was only about an hour. A lot of the time I spent with you was beforehand, we'd have a bit of a crack. Afterwards, we'd have a bit of a crack,
Do you find training de-stressing? I know
the guys... that's the other thing, isn't it?
You do. I do and I don't. I don't find it like, I've had a really awful day, I must train it out.
No, but you tell you how you feel after you've done it. I know it's hard to think.
That's the thing. Yeah, that is very
You feel true. Better. The endorphins come out. And
they do. Any form of exercise.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Whatever you're into, I mean, is good. Yeah,
I'll say is,
if you want to keep in shape or give yourself that kind of respectful shape that people actually admire, weight training is the best way to achieve that. Even with basic exercises. I mean, let's talk about some, Trev. What would you say, if you had to choose 3 exercises to do 2 or 3 times a week, what would you choose?
What, as in weight training?
Yes.
Or just any
kind? Oh, no, not just for body, just for keeping your body in shape, like the weight training, bodybuilding.
I think you've got to do something with your shoulders.
Yes.
Because, again, big shoulders is a good thing. Traps, to me, is a good thing. Because it can make you look bigger without going through all that real pain afterwards.
Yes.
Because you don't use your traps for a lot of day-to-day things, do you?
No.
So you always said to me, you can train that. Me and you used to really train our traps hard.
Yeah.
You know, big time. So, because it...
Do you still do traps?
Yeah, of course I do.
I don't actually, because I realised I'm overtraining my track because I'm looking like I'm track man. Yeah, I'm so everything's trapped.
I know a fellow I call Trap Man.
I'm a trap man. No, it's
one of the villains I call Trap Man, but he looks like he's got two heads on his shoulders. Like he's got three heads. It's like
see, everyone's got their bits of their body that grow bigger than anyone else, and I realised actually I don't need to really train traps anymore, and they still look good.
Because you've always had.
I don't do them. Yeah, I don't
big bulk there, haven't you?
Yeah, it's.
I never had obsessed. Any of. I didn't have before I trained. Obviously, you don't have traps.
No, no,
I didn't.
No, you have now.
That was one of the first.
Oh, you're a lot wider than you were. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and you don't realise that.
Until your it's when your t-shirts have to fit, and you find struggle to find them fit. Yeah.
Well, they go up.
They ride up, yeah.
And I was thinking, well, are these T-shirts shrunk? Well, they don't, because welcome obviously your shoulders are bigger.
Yeah.
Well, your shoulders are bigger, they rise up.
They rise up, so yeah, that's what I thought.
You can see your belly problem. Button.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when did this happen? But, yeah, I think out of all of the things, my traps was one thing I noticed more than anything. Traps and me, and I've always been, because obviously it's a big percentage of your arm, I've always loved training, like, triceps.
Yeah, always. Yeah, but I've got big. Yeah, I would say that's one of my strong points. Didn't
we? And we used to really kind
enjoyed
of
that workout. Like, we used to do it even when we were going out because we wanted to pump up our triceps and
how
chest before we
went out.
We're going out tonight, and we wouldn't because it'd be easy to skip that one, wouldn't it? It'd be easy to skip that workout and go. Easily, but no, we want to be pumped up, and it kind of worked because what you know,
well, people notice. What a lot of movie stars would do.
They
I
do
reading, hearing a thing about Schwarzenegger and not Schwarzenegger, Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren on the set of Universal Soldiers,
pumping up before they'd done scenes.
Before they,
that's right.
Best on the so it does happen.
It gives you confidence and it gives you so much. You know, it makes you feel good, it makes you look better, and it doesn't, it's not that difficult to do once you learn the basic exercise. Even if you get somebody to just help you out, a PT for a couple of weeks, shows you the exercises, then give yourself
a
routine.
I went with a PT, didn't I?
After, we stopped training
afterwards to really kind of because I thought I'm going to really go for this as much as I can. And to be honest, it was proper hard work. It really was. And I'm not saying I train light or anything. I train reasonable, I think. But honestly, going with – and I thought, do I need this at later life? I really enjoyed the experience for like a month or whatever, but I wasn't going to keep that going.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's given you, from what I can tell from talking to you, now you do things like deadlifts and squats.
I do, yes, which
is great,
we didn't do.
To be honest. No, I didn't do it. Thanks for that. You've lifted the mask of the Wizard of Oz. But I did used to do, sorry, but just to put everyone straight, I did used to do legs when I was younger. And this is it. As I've got older, when I trained with Trev, I didn't bother doing legs. I was doing the disco.
And what did you say? What was your saying about training legs? No one sees your legs on the That's what.
And lucky I didn't have really skinny legs, so I could get away with it. You know?
Neither of us have.
No. You're similar build to me in a kind of, you're same height as me. You know, we got similar size legs, haven't we? Length.
Yeah, we have. Neither of us have had those pipe cleaner legs.
No.
Even though when I was a metal kid, I wore really tight black jeans. I never had those pipe cleaner legs. So we were
because you walk
a lot,
you've got big calves, and that helps.
Even before I trained legs, I remember one of the young guys in the changing room said to me, he said, "Oh, you must train like your legs."
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
don't train at all.
Well, that's another thing, isn't it? The respect that younger guys give you.
Exactly. That's cool. I quite like that. It keeps you. Yeah, we've met a lot of younger guys and get on with them and talk to them. And their dads as well, haven't we?
Yeah,
and they do kind of they do kind of have a slight, you know, respect. You should just give up your job, and you should have just give up your job and become a doorman back in the day.
But I'm not. Even though you would probably
that would
argue,
have just completed your identity.
I don't like fighting. I don't like. I like to get, but because we
neither of us have.
No, we're not fighters. You know, I know you've seen me get angry a few, but I don't. I think the fact that I'm 17, 18 stone stops them from fighting me. And now I've got grey hair and I'm big. It actually, people think, well, if I beat him, I'm going to be beating up an old man. And obviously, he's also 18 stone, so you're going to hide into nothing, aren't they? You can't win.
You used to get a lot of guys talk to you.
Oh, are you in the army? It used to do my head in.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I think that will stop more now. I'm a bit small. I've actually decided it's time to lose a bit, and I'm a bit lighter, you know, and I would say better shape, you know, smaller waist and everything, but I'm still 16 and a half stone, so that's still like a heavyweight boxer, so you know, which is quite shocking.
One of my biggest problems when I started training, I never had a particular goal, and I don't think that's a good thing really, but I kind of just wanted to get in shape a bit. I'd never really kind of...
Yeah, but there's so much to take in, isn't there, from the start? You had to learn the exercise. Now you can go off and do it on yourself. You've built a gym in your back garden.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, and I do...
You do it yourself. I do legs. You don't need anyone.
I do everything.
So I'm proud of you in a way, because you're I can talk to you about weight training. I don't have to tell you. I can talk to you about it and have a conversation about it. And it makes sense to both of us, which is great, you know.
We both kind of I obviously because of the way I am got into a lot of the supplements and because it was just protein, which I still take. I know you don't anymore, do you?
No, I still take it. I don't take as much. I just
What were you doing?
I was doing I was taking about. Funny enough, actually, because moving on in a minute, I'm going to be doing test Trev, and that's one of the questions. So I didn't want to preempt that, but nutrition is going to be another episode of part of this, because it's such a big broad subject, and to bring it all into today's. Yeah. I think today is all about encouraging you guys out there that are our kind of age and your midlife.
The thing is, I talk about work and like everybody does that kind of New Year, New Me thing.
Yes.
And January, there'd be like loads of people.
Don't put that pressure on yourself. Don't do it.
No, exactly. And not that, and if you are a bit overweight, you think people are going to laugh at you down a gym.
People don't. It's people.
Have respect for you.
They'll laugh at you for not doing anything.
Because
people
you're
don't
trying to do something about it.
Yeah. And every little bit that gets better in your physique or whatever will give you that confidence, and other people will respect you.
There's nothing like, there's no. You see a guy or a girl, a person, let's say, start the gym and they are then within 6 months you see how different they look. Me and you say, look at how different that dude looks or that girl looks. It's a good thing. That is great, you know, because you're doing and you're achieving something. It's the people that, you know, can't be bothered. But don't ever think that if you go to the gym and you're overweight or anything, people are going to laugh at you, because they won't. Because you're physically, you've got through the door.
If you're thinking after listening to this, if you're thinking of training and you think, oh, there's so much to learn, and you want to expand on what we've been talking about, go to our website, www.amlopodcast.com. Leave us a voicemail or a message, and we'll come back to you and try and encourage you to train, because it's been the single biggest thing in my life that is constant and keeps me sane.
Yeah, it is.
I can see, apart from Trev,
it's just another
obviously.
Part of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, obviously. Obviously apart from myself. but now it's just another thing that I do.
Exactly. You've got too many things to define it as that. It just goes to say how sad my life is, to be honest, man. But I think what I should do to bring you back down to earth is to give you... To give you on. The test trip. You didn't like this bit last week, but you done all right. So
I did all right
because the Star Wars one, you did okay. So be confident, and I think it's time to test Trev.
More metal.
Okay, so Trev, are you ready? This is the test Trev. Suns out, guns out episode. This one, I can't see you getting, but we'll try it anyway. Sorry, that isn't giving you confidence, is it? How many Olympia titles did Dorian Yates win?
I don't know who Dorian Yates is.
You don't know him? He's the English bodybuilder.
I know him, of course.
Oh, sorry, you do know.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah, that's about it.
I did think it was a bit unfair, but I thought I'd bring you back down to earth after the Star Wars one. Do you know what? That ain't a bad guess. It's not right, but it's not right, but you're close. A bit like catchphrase. You're not right.
Say six.
Six. No. It's six. I don't know. yeah, that's not a bad guess.
Say six.
Yeah, well, I think you kind of got a sort of idea, haven't you? You're not being funny.
Go on in. What was it?
It's six.
Oh,
it is.
Well, I was going to say six.
I think I've given you that because you were close enough. I thought you would have said two or something. And he's
I was going to say six. Then I thought, That's a bit kind of a round number.
No, you've lucky number seven, haven't you? Yeah, you've tried that one.
Yeah, well, this is it. Yeah, I'll have six. I'll have six.
Well, you've got the tough one. I'll give you that because I think that's fair. Okay. Dorian Yates is a great champion. Six wins in a row. No one, they used to call him the Shadow because he used to just turn up out the blue on the Olympia stage and blow them all away. And he comes from a gym in Birmingham. He's a great champion, and he's not really revered in the UK. There's no hype with him, and I'm sure that it winds him up because he was a phenomenal bodybuilder for the 90s.
Mm. Obviously, he must have taken it seriously, but he never come across like he took it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. To get in the shape he did, seriously. I mean, the amount of work he put in. But anyway, that's another thing. If Dorian, if you're listening, you come and do a podcast with us. We'd love to talk to you. Number two.
And I got the question right.
Yeah, exactly. You get it right. What year was Pumping Iron made?
76.
Oh, you're close, but not right.
You can't give me this one.
Oh, okay. It's 1977. I was just about to do the Star Wars music to give you a bit of a clue. It's a tough one, but it's a 70s movie. You're in the area.
The sideburns.
Let's do a half. Let's give you a half for that one. I think
because of the sideburns, I was taking this fashion into sight. That's what it
means. Exactly. Yeah. You can tell. And if you've not seen Pumping Iron, go and watch it because it's hilariously funny and it will inspire you.
It's a really good film.
It really is.
Yeah, and Lou Ferrigno's in it.
Yeah, exactly. The Hulk, the original Hulk, not the new one.
It really is good. Yeah.
Number three, which muscles, you should know this one, which muscles do deadlifts work? And I'll give it to you if you get the three main ones.
Three main ones. Because it's somewhere in your legs.
Somewhere in your legs. I think you'll know more than that. Come on.
Well,
maybe what bits of your legs? Which bits hurt when you do it?
Glutes.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah. Calves.
They probably do as a secondary kind of muscle, but it's not one of the main ones. What about the things behind your fires?
Oh, I can't think what they're called.
Something like when you have egg and chips and something else with it. Sorry.
Hamstrings.
Yes, hamstrings is one of them.
Spam.
That's what you have. That's what you have out of it. And there's a back muscle. The main back muscle.
Spam.
It's not. No. That's not spam.
No, I can't get that one.
Latissimus. No. it's a bloke out of Gladiator.
Latissimus. Or a dinosaur.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's at least half a
sounds
point.
Sounds more like a German football winger.
Lats. It's better than Kunz. Yeah.
It's Klaus Lats on the wing.
But yeah, deadlifts, one of the core exercises. Trevor now does them. I can't do them at the moment.
Yeah, I do now.
But they're a great exercise. They also do your core.
For getting rid of that, and it probably isn't, but it seems to have done with me, for getting rid of that middle-aged spread bit, which we've all got.
It's your core. Tire. Yeah, no, it's your core.
No matter how much you lose everywhere else, you've got that little tire there. And that does, I think that's
just keep your shoulders wider. Yeah, no, it's all those bits. It's all of our weakness, man. Just get your shoulders wider. Just keep doing them shoulder presses.
And you can have a 3 foot gut.
Exactly. You can have a 3 foot gut and 4 foot shoulders. Right. Number four. How many calories in a gram of protein?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So when you're working out your old macros, you should know this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm always working out my macros.
Not the macros of the store, by the way. But
No. Does that still exist?
I don't know, to be honest. Yeah, sorry.
anybody that works at Macros saying it still does.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't know if you exist or not.
Yeah, I know. That's like a bulk buying store, isn't it? Yeah,
right. But it's not, you know, it's a low number.
I bet it is. Below 20?
Yes. Because think about it. If you was eating 100 grams of protein, it'd have to be within, how many calories a day is sort of average, do you know?
1,500, isn't it, for a bloke?
Well, that's kind of, it might be for your weight, actually. That would keep you probably at your weight now. And then you'd need to add a few calories to put on weight. Or
I could never understand that when I first...
It's a bit low. 1,500 is very low. It's more like a teenage girl's.
I'd go for 14.
No, it's four. But, I mean, it's a technical question. I know this because I've been doing it for years.
Because that was one of the hardest things I found, didn't I? Because I'd actually passed out in the kitchen.
Yes.
Through training.
This is why not eating enough is not cool. Because he tried to combine dieting with weight training. It doesn't work.
Which was ridiculous.
Doesn't work.
No,
and he fainted near enough.
Yeah, I did faint in the kitchen. Not completely. Don't do it. But it weren't good.
Work out your – get an app like MyFitnessPal. We're not sponsored by them.
But that did me a real treat using one
and
of those.
Use that and count your calories that way and make sure you're eating your maintenance.
And make sure it's set.
At least.
Yeah, make sure. Well, don't think I'm training. Because I remember you saying to me, it's all about your waist size.
Yes.
Waist size to a certain degree.
Exactly. Muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah, I couldn't get that in my head because I've been dieting for so long on and off that I just couldn't get that.
Exactly.
Couldn't grasp it. Took me ages
Get it now. Fifth question. Yeah, but I've proved it to you now that works. You just need to train and eat enough. Yeah. So the next one's a bonus question, really. And it's basically number five, disco muscles or include your legs. There's no right or wrong answer. It's a trick question.
Disco muscles or include your legs.
You do the legs, don't you, now?
I do, yes.
I'm going to say a different thing to what you'd expect.
Take me back 4 years ago, I said, like,
disco muscles. Yeah.
Didn't you have it on a pair of trainers?
Yes, I've still got them, to be fair. Yeah. And one of them says disco muscles and the other one says skip leg day. Yeah. It was inspiration for me not to bother doing
it. Right.
You can see both sides of the coin, can't you?
I can see it now, but you'd have to say disco muscles at this stage of life.
I think if you're starting out now and you're listening to us and you're getting inspired to go training, which I'd be really shocked with, but, you know, there you go.
You never know.
If you are, do your legs, do squats, do deadlifts, do all them. But if you want, I would say do something. If you don't want to do legs and your legs look okay, you know, you've not got legs like a drain pipe, don't worry. Yeah. Just train what shows. Mm. Do your biceps, do your forearms, do your shoulders, and let people admire you.
It takes it away, doesn't it, from something else?
Exactly.
So
I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. So it's unfair to say to Trev, like, you've only got 2 out of 5 or something.
To penalise me for
I'm not going to penalise you for that. I'm going to say you've done relatively well. You thought about your answers. You've done well. They weren't easy questions, to be fair.
No, I must admit, I thought I'd do worse than that.
No, you done well. So I think that brings us to the conclusion of today's
the summary.
Podcast. Yep. The summary.
Yep.
So, is bodybuilding training cool for middle-aged guys, Trev?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I
don't think you can argue.
No, really, there's no argument.
In any way.
Do it. You know? Don't do anything else. Don't just run around doing 20-mile runs because you'll look like Mo Farah. And it's not – I mean, exactly, as much as Mo Farah's cool, and Mo, if you're listening, we'll do a podcast with you. But don't want to look like Mo Farah.
We've got the biggest guest list
ever. We have got the biggest list going. If you run 20 miles, you're going to look like a long-distance runner. It's not great. I mean, I admire you, but it's not cool. Do weights and do sprints and do cardiovascular, but do it in a controlled way where it's burning fat and keeping your cardiovascular system
and
working.
Your heart healthy.
And your heart healthy,
We haven't mentioned that.
No.
Because to be honest, a lot of people. Yeah, it is. And to be honest, with the diet thing, how much fried food do you eat now? I don't eat any.
I use for any fried foods. I don't eat fried food. I use air fryer, which actually doesn't fry. It actually just heats food up. But called it an air fryer. Yeah. So I make it doesn't have fat in
when
it.
When we were kids, going back to when we were kids, everything was fried, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was because we didn't know any different. Other things were healthy. We didn't have takeaway joints and things like that, did we? So
that's
balanced.
True. So I suppose. Anyway, back to the summary. Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, it's cool.
How we had a deep fat fryer on the stove for 6 days.
Yes.
Didn't you? Oh, yeah. God.
No.
Yeah, no, so I think it is.
Bodybuilding's cool.
Weight training's
cool.
It's not for everybody.
But don't sit there moaning about things and don't even go and try it. It can really change your life if you go
and
to the gym.
Don't be scared to, because people don't laugh at you. They don't. They just admire you for giving it a go.
Yeah.
Trying to do something. So don't ever think to yourself, oh, they're all going to laugh at me. Everyone's got to start something.
Like we always say, don't just criticize something when you haven't done it. Go and try it. Exactly. Do a taster session. They won't even charge you. Go and do it. See how you get
and
on.
And to be honest as well, you meet some really good people.
You meet some really nice people at the gym and friends for life. You know, Trevor and I have met Dorman, and when we go out, we don't go out as often now, but when we go out, we get looked after when we go to places because we know these guys, you know,
and it's fellas.
It makes you just improves the night. You know? So, you know, yes, it's very cool. And it's obviously going to be something we love. It's part of your life. Make it becoming part of, like cleaning your teeth. That's what I always say. It's like cleaning your teeth.
You always said that. And that is, it just becomes like what you do, like eating your breakfast and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like a chore there. It doesn't feel like you're going out your way to do it.
Exactly.
It's kind of,
that's where you want to get it.
Once you've tried it, if you can just do it like that, and you can just do it twice a week.
Twice a week you could get away with. Three is great. You know, whatever you can do. But do it for like 45 minutes to an hour. Yeah. Fit in as much as you can. We'll help you out with a workout. If you want to leave a message on our website, we've given you the address. Leave a message there. We'll help you out as much as we can. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
It's been good again.
We'll see you next week. And take it easy. Cheers, guys.
Keep fit.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please leave a rating and review and visit our website at www.amlopodcast.com to check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Start living them good times. See you next time.